it's a very good idea to talk to somebody and just bring out the emotion. I've done it a couple times. It's worked, so.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers. If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
What do we want to talk about today?
Today on the Startup Chat with Steli and Heaton, we're going to talk about death.
Holy fuck. Elaborate.
So both of us, when we were children, a parent passed away.
Yep.
And I think that's impacted how we both think about death. Steli and I have never talked about this before. I didn't know that about him when I first met him until very recently. So I want to talk about death. My mom died when I was 8.
My father died when I was 6. And also, we're doing this recording on a balcony. There's like airplanes flying and construction work going on. So just to give you guys some context. But so my dad died when I was 6. And I had both of my grandparents die of cancer in our house. So I saw them kind of over years struggle with that and then ultimately die. So those are kind of the vivid deaths in my life early on.
Okay. So when I was 8, my mom actually passed away in her own bed, surrounded by everybody she loved, basically. There's like a house full of people. I don't even know how many people. I as well watched, as I was growing up, my grandfather die of cancer. My mom died of cancer as well, but in our house. Same kind of situation.
So, my dad died in our house. It was very unexpected. So it seemed like he had just a virus or a cold, a really bad cold for a few days. And then he died at night in his sleep. So the next morning, my mom just thought he's sleeping really long. And eventually she figured out that he's not reacting. And then, you know, the whole thing happened. I remember it was a Sunday morning playing with one of my older brothers, Lego. Like, we had like a Lego castle or something like that. And we were like as quiet as possible because we thought our parents are still sleeping. And then I remember just tidbits of like my mom telling us to go to the window and wait for the ambulance to come. And I remember a bunch of commotion and people in and out and everything. And then people started crying. And like, so then it's like just chopped up a little.